So I guess what I would like to suggest for my fellow commissioners to consider is when we move the request for adoption resolution, I would hope that we could move for adoption of the resolution as redlined. That's what I would hope we could do if you all are familiar with enough and feel comfortable enough with it. So that's.
I don't see a problem with that from my perspective.
So I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution. Oh, okay. Very good. Do we have anybody in the audience that would like to?
Commissioner, I would say that the proposed resolution says replacement. It is available as a hard copy over on the packet there.
That is available. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Can we have a question from the commission perhaps before we get?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm trying to figure how much of this I have to read in conjunction with the other documents, including the chart, organizational chart. Where in this resolution does it, which section, if you'd focus me, that deals with turning the management responsibility over to the Northwest Seaport Alliance of Port of Tacoma employees? That embraced in this resolution?
I believe if you go to the, the fifth bullet under the activities associated with that, I believe that addresses and that parallels what was in the Northwest Seaport Alliance resolution around engaging in the management services agreement to for Northwest Seaport Alliance leadership to manage Port Tacoma resources. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
Okay, well, help me through this. It says that this this is one of the commitments is to ensure the Port of Tacoma receives necessary support for the manages services interlocal agreement with the Northwest Seaport Alliance, which provides day-to-day management for all Port of Tacoma departments that provide services to the Northwest Seaport Alliance and the Port of Tacoma. So that's the section that, is it specifically there or is it in the interlocal agreement where we turn all the Port of Tacoma employees to the supervision of the Northwest Seaport Alliance?
The resolution directs that to happen. The interlocal agreement is more specific about the actions of doing it. So they work in conjunction with each other.
Okay, I see.
Aaron, and maybe to help with Commissioner McCarthy's question, I'm reading bullet three. Does that help to identify the roles and responsibilities from a management structure? Bullet three.
It's intended to add to that as well, yes.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I guess I'll wait for further questions and comments. Okay.
Any further comments or questions by the commissioners before we ask for public comment?
Well, we're wordsmithing, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Can I add a that?
Yes.
To the third bullet?
A third bullet from the top or third bullet?
At the top.
Okay.
To ensure that the best interests of the Port of Tacoma and Northwest Seaport Alliance are met.
Duly noted. Thank you. Well, it's the third bullet, but it's at the top of the second page. Okay. Any other comments, questions? But I think, Aaron, the whole concept, at least as I understand, that this is in sync with what other actions we've taken through the alliance. That's the main.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Any public comment at this stage? Hearing none or seeing none. No one signed up. Very good. Thank you very much. And now we're on to the action agenda item for adoption. I'd like to entertain a motion.
I moved.
Second.
And we have moved and seconded the red line version with that one edit that adds that. that adds that. Okay, very good. Any further questions or comments by the commission?
Yeah, just comments. I know I made my comments the other day in opposition to this, but for the record, I want to make it clear that I'm opposed to this in that it is too broad, in my opinion. It expands the power of the Alliance, I believe, beyond which is necessary or perhaps what's in the best interest of the Port of Tacoma. The management agreement, in my opinion, turns over all the Port of Tacoma employees to direct supervision of the Northwest Seaport Alliance. I think it creates legal liability to the Port of Tacoma for management decisions of an organization that the Port of Tacoma doesn't control. I think, in essence, it also dilutes the power of the Port of Tacoma Commission to make decisions regarding to port assets, and in essence, merges the Port of Tacoma with the Northwest Seaport Alliance, with all of the employees of the Port of Tacoma being working under the supervision of the Northwest Seaport Alliance, except for one Port of Tacoma new executive director. While at the same time, contrary to what I think was represented to me when we first started this discussion, it gives no supervisory authority to the management of the Seaport Alliance over Port of Seattle employees that do work for the Seaport Alliance. So I believe in the philosophy of what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I think this is good for the Port of Seattle, but I think it's detrimental for the Port of Tacoma. It doesn't need to be done at this phase. There's 5 years to enter into an agreement, and this is being done after 3 years, and not necessarily at a good time. So for those reasons, I appreciate the amendments you've made to the resolution, Commissioner Meyer, for clarification, but I propose to.
Thank you very much. Any further comments by the commission?
Commissioner Johnson. I need to comment to that just a little bit, because I understand people's angst with this, because we've been doing this for 5 years. This hasn't come up in the last few months. It's been 5 years. It took us 2 years to go through these same questions in the process of forming the alliance. And I come from business, a private business background, and I understand the control issue for sure. And over the last 3 years since the alliance has been formed, I've been absolutely shocked on how well it has worked. We have generally made very good business decisions. And the whole purpose of the alliance is true. The purpose of the alliance to me is to preserve capital so it can be used effectively and get rid of the races we had in the past. It's also to focus on who our true competitor is. Our competitor is Canada, it's not Seattle. We've been buying business from each other for years. And all you see is that when I came on board the port in 2002, our return on asset was 0.2. Take 0.2 times $1.3 billion invested and see how much money you get out of that. So we had to, no matter how much we liked or disliked it, we had to find a resolution to this. And since then, we've been able to conserve our capital. We've put major investment dollars in T3 and T4 and 8 new cranes. I think the total bill for that thing is about $460 million. So Tacoma's done quite well. And I think the other thing, when I went through this, coming from a business background, you have to decide how you want to run a business. It's very difficult to run a business. If I'm in charge of the business, then I'm going to be held accountable. And I got to work through Don. I got to say, hey, Don, can you get that done for me? And he doesn't get any rewards for that. I do. So how do I get it done through Don? There's pluses and minuses about everything, but I've learned a long time ago that people who are in charge, that people have to be held accountable. In this situation, if we don't like something, we always have the opportunity to change out the CEO. And Seattle is in the same predicament that we are. It takes 3 votes, and neither commission can stop anything. And so that forces you to go back and resolve the problems, because if you want to move forward, you have to resolve the problem that's on the table. So I think this is a great deal for all of us, and I think it allows us to take a new leader in Port of Tacoma and allow us to have a single focus on developing the other 1,000 acres we have left that need to be developed.
Can I comment in response?
Commissioner, if you don't.
And I appreciated the learned comments of Commissioner Johnson. I will say this, though. I come from the same place where I can say that The Port of Tacoma's done some great business decisions, perhaps over the last 3 years, than the Northwest Seaport Alliance. One of the fundamental charter provisions is that the alliance was created in order to increase or maintain market share. And at this point in time, our market share has gone down vis-a-vis Canada. Our market share is down by 3%. So that doesn't tell me that maybe we're making the right business decisions. The other thing is, and I come on board not having approved any prior budgets or not having issued any bonds, but this port owes $633 million. It is the most leveraged port on the West Coast. So with a loss of market share and a debt higher than any other port, I'm not sure that I agree with the concept that some tremendous business decisions have been made over the recent years. Otherwise, okay. I appreciate your comment.
Commissioner Marzano.
Yeah, a couple of things. And John, I appreciate your history with the commission and also your comments. But where you and I disagree a little bit is that on a time frame, I look at this alliance, we're in our third year, and in reality, we're probably in our fifth or sixth year, because it took us that long even to begin step one. And Don Johnson hit it on the head a little bit. And the reason we did this, and one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, is to join this alliance, is the fact of the matter is, I still see sometimes market share leaving. It ebbs and flows just like anything else. You saw this in your previous life as a commission before you came on again. And I wonder, and I question, where would we be had we not formed the alliance, made the investment in Pier 4, signing a longer term lease with a existing customer that is going to bring more work to this area. And I look at this as simply saying, if the alliance fails, if the alliance continues to go down this road, we all, regardless of what we do, and to not have the individual charged in help running that, besides the 10 managing members, simply say that you'll have a workforce, but you won't have real control over that workforce. You will not have a say, or they will not have a responsibility to you. I think it would be hard for any CEO to say, yeah, I can't wait to jump into that cage. And the thing I said many, many times in the past, and I'll continue to say, we're the Northwest Seaport Alliance. I think if you took a survey of the Pierce County residents, 90% of them say, you're the Port of Tacoma. And I think 10 years from now, they're going to say, you're the Port of Tacoma. I think if you talk to the employees that we presently have, though they may be doing 85 or sometimes 100% of the work for the Northwest Seaport Alliance, when they tell someone who they work for, 90% of the time say Port of Tacoma. So I don't think our identity will ever be lost. But I do believe that if we don't continue down this road and utilize as much as we can all the assets we have and making the decisions, whether they're in full majority or just a simple majority, we do have the ability to go back on that and say, listen, we got to change that, just like Commissioner Johnson said. We have that ability. We have the ability with five commissioners after some period of time to walk away from the alliance. Mr. Johnson and I, we have the same idea, but I've always focused more on how many jobs it creates for our region, more so than the bottom line. I still want to make money because we can't do this unless we make money and reinvest it. So I think this is the avenue to go to. I think it coincides with what we just passed with the Northwest Seaport Alliance. And I think we need to go down that road to give it the full extent we can to make it successful.
Other commissioner comments?
Sure, I would like to make a comment. First of all, I approve and am looking forward to the passage of the particular resolution that's before us. The conversations that we had in the creation of the Seaport Alliance and its success, I think, had to be focused on the fact that the Port of Tacoma was, without a doubt, to the Port of Tacoma, the maritime business is the dominant business. If we could not, within the alliance, absolutely ensure the integrity of the logistics chain, it was not going to be successful. And part of that means who's in charge and who is actually making the decisions that affect the properties that are involved, which are the licensed properties that are there, but the labor, the decisions that are made on a daily basis, and the work that we have to do with our customers with the cargo to ensure the cargo is coming in and out of this port as well as our northern port right now. So to me, that was definitely the reasoning behind the structure, behind the way we would build it and the way we're continuing and have passed these resolutions. It's to ensure the integrity of the logistics chain so that we can improve and grow our business in both ports. I believe that this resolution that we have in front of us gives us real clarity on, I'm sure there will be something we'll go back and say, well, maybe we should have another bullet, but we can do that. That's the truth of the matter. We can add another bullet. It's not that this is something that is the only item that is going to exist. But it gives us the way forward. It gives us the roadmap and the ability to go out and search for a director of the non-licensed properties and the economic development opportunities that we have available to us through the Port of Tacoma. And for that, I'm very grateful for all the work that's gone into it. I guess I can just tell a little story here. My goodness, it was more than 25 years ago when there was a study done in the city of Tacoma and Pierce County that was promoted by the City Club. And it was mostly all the economic development folks in the region who were looking at the Port of Tacoma and saying, isn't there a greater role for the port in what they call beyond the boxes? So this study was done, again, I think it was about 26, 27, 28 years ago. And most of the people who participated in the study who were involved in those kinds of issues in Pierce County were very much in favor of seeing the Port of Tacoma diversify its investment in non-maritime economic development. So I think it's interesting to me, having participated in the study, that at this point, this is the opportunity that we have. I do believe that there are many in the community who will be very pleased to see this kind of focus on development of economic opportunities, because the port has powers. The Port of Tacoma, as all ports in Washington State, have powers that are great in the ability of what we can do to help improve economic and jobs in our community. So for that reason, I'm just going to say I'm very much in favor of moving ahead with this resolution and moving ahead with the action that's necessary for us to look at a new Port of Tacoma director.
Okay, thank you. I guess I would just like to maybe add a few perspectives to this conversation. I certainly support the idea of coordinated investment decisions, the whole issue of sustainable rate making, the idea of being an advocate for working with our alliance through the alliance for public policies or working with the railroads to get better rates. I mean, I support that. I can get there. Part I can't get to, however, in support of this resolution is the mere fact that it reaches way beyond what I ever perceived in terms of the management of port staff. It reaches too far. And I remember in our early on conversations when we were looking at the formation of the alliance is that we were talking about a merger. Well, this reaches too far for me. And that's one of the reasons why I just can't support this resolution at this stage of the game, and for other reasons. I think Commissioner McCarthy was very eloquent in terms of describing some of the issues I also have. So at this stage, unless there's further comment, I'd like to call for the vote on the motion before us. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. Motion carries. Thank you very much. We are now on to the next item, which is approval of the managed services and the local agreement between Port of Tacoma and Northwest Seaport Alliance. Yeah. And what that just explain that again in terms of what that really does.
Right. That this interlocal agreement does not actually bind the actual costs. The costs are driven through the annual budgeting cycle with the interlocal agreement around the service directives. But what this does is provides more clarity around the fact that the Port of Tacoma staff that support the alliance will be managed on a day-to-day basis by the Northwest Seaport Alliance leadership. So it just is another level of detail around what that agreement is and what the construct of it is.
Okay. Any questions by the commission? Any public comments? Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion for, and that's in our packet, by the way, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. I'd like to entertain a motion for approval of the management service interlocal agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further conversation by the commission? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. So we are now on adjournment. I guess any further commission comment at this stage of the game? Hearing none. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.